John, as you know, WJCT has been closely following the El Faro hearing for the past week and a half. It also turns out people from around the world are tuning in to these hearings.
Oh, yeah. I talked with Captain Jason Neubauer. He's the lead investigator for the Coast Guard. He's hearing from people in the shipping industry all over the place.
And I am getting feedback from around the world that people are monitoring this hearing and they're learning on the fly as things are, as they see factual issues come up that are, could be related to their own company. They're taking corrective action immediately, which is a huge improvement from past Coast Guard Marine Boards of Investigation.
Before this started, Neubauer told me the Marine Board of Investigation only meets once every couple of years for this level of investigation. And of course, the El Faro rises to that level because 33 people lost their lives, one of the worst marine disasters in history. This happened October of last year. John, do we think this hearing is going to make a difference in the safety measures shipping companies take?
Well, that's a big part of what they're doing. They're trying to find out what happened, obviously, but then from there to come up with ways to make the ship safer and the crew safer. Talk with Rod Sullivan. He's a Jacksonville maritime attorney, and he's sat in on all of these hearings. He sees a need to strengthen the regulations.
The idea that these 33 people had difficulty getting off the ship. When they got off the ship, they had difficulty getting into lifeboats and life rafts, and that even in immersion suits, they did not survive. All of those things, to me, are areas where improvement can be found.
In addition to better equipment, there is a big issue that lawyers really seem needs to be addressed in all this, and that is the federal law that determines damages for deaths at sea. It was passed in 1917, and it really limits the damages. There's no pain and suffering damages, no negligence damages. And this is an antiquated law in many maritime attorneys' opinion, and it needs to be changed. Now, as much as it needs to be changed, nobody's really very optimistic that it will be, because you have a very strong industry, the maritime shipping industry, that's really dug in its heels on this issue for years.
And of course, that would take Congress to make that change. And a couple of the families of the El Faro crew are appealing to Congress to start its own hearings into this incident and possibly make changes there. So we'll see what happens with that. Thank you to WJCT's business analyst, John Burr. I'm News Director Jessica Palumbo.
The WJCT Business Brief is sponsored by Jacksonville University Davis College of Business. JU Davis means business.